It's 8 a.m. Eastern, July 26th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin up 13% at $38,781. Ethereum is up 10% at $2,352. Binance Coin up 7% at $320. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, AMP up 38%, Dent up 18%, and Fetch up 14%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the folks at ungrocery.com. Visit the food people online at ungrocery.com. Today's news. Well, the cryptocurrency's decade-long adoption drive momentum has brought the installation of ATMs across the globe. Based on CoinATM Radar's latest data, crypto ATM installations in 2021 have witnessed a spike of 71.73%, pulling up the numbers from 13,993 on January 1 to 24,030 today. The United States currently leads this space, having installed nearly 48 ATMs per day. And that is good news for crypto. Well, Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange by trading volume, said it's reducing the maximum leverage users can use to trade futures contracts. That one day after derivatives exchange FTX announced the same change, moves perhaps designed to help avoid the worst of a coming regulatory storm. South Korean legislators proposed to revise tax codes so that tax authorities would be able to confiscate tax evaders' crypto assets directly from their digital wallets. As a report published today says, the proposal forms part of a wider annual review of the country's tax system. That's all for us for today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and for links. Find us on social media. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us every place else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.